you're gonna hear falling tonight. And I should say probably this morning's NASCAR Camperon Truck Series race here at Gateway. We've been joined by our second place finisher, Matt Crafton. If you have a question for Matt, go ahead and raise your hand. We're going to take a few questions here before we let Matt go. Would you like to start us off? All right, Matt, how about you just give us your thoughts there at the end for the race tonight at Gateway and then coming home in second place?
I mean, it was definitely a good night. It wasn't a great night. We needed one more spot. But all in all, they knew we were here, and we got back the old 88 stride that we used to have when we were here. And so we just got to keep that momentum going into the rest of the playoffs. But I can't thank these guys for working as hard as they did. I've said it all night that they have put their head down and dug really, really hard at getting the truck and getting it prepared for here and dotting all their I's and crossing all their T's and making sure everything's done right. And like they do every week, but just polishing that apple just a little bit more. And it definitely showed tonight.
All right. And we do have one question now. We'll take one from Sterling. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. First of all, Matt, congratulations on the good run tonight. Is there anything that, like in terms of the setup of the truck that helped you run really well tonight that can be applied to Phoenix? Like, does this serve as a good guide to base the setup for Phoenix on if you make it that far, or are there absolutely other tracks that are more
absolutely this is some of the setup that we used to run. I think the notebook that we kind of went off of was from our stuff we ran in 2017 2018. I mean, that oldest stuff is here. Last 2-3 years we haven't been our normal self. I mean, I know I should have had a couple wins here, if not three. We blew a right front tire with inside about five to go before, and coming off four and walking away. And then there was, I think, 2018-19, the caution came out. Somebody ran out of fuel and they're sitting on pit road and they threw the caution. And people came behind us and got tires and we were sitting up. But this place, I feel it owes me one, and we were close. So look forward to the rest of the playoffs and keeping this momentum. And hopefully we're running the same setup at Phoenix when we get to the final four. Or if we can make it there, or when we make it there.
Thanks, Matt. Congrats once again.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Sterling. We're going to take our next question now from Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
Thanks, Amanda. Hey, Matt, were you aware of like some of the other issues that some of the other playoff guys had? I mean, this bumped you up pretty high in the standings, a few notches. Do you even watch all that, or do you just kind of race your race?
I mean, you race your race, but at the same time, I mean, whenever there's stuff tore up, you look down there, who's tore up, and the 16 got tore up, I think 38 got tore up, and you look over there, and I mean, you definitely don't wish bad upon them, but it's kind of like, if you do have something happen at this point, at least you're not going to lose a ton of points to these guys, and you get a little bit of cushion. So, all in all, I mean, I just felt very good to have that momentum that we used to have, and running up front and contending for wins. And I look forward for the rest of the playoffs.
Great. Thank you.
All right. That appears to be all the questions we have. Matt, thanks again for joining.
Thank you.
All right. And to the media who have joined us here, just hang tight. We'll be joined by Sheldon Creed here momentarily. Hear us?
Yeah, I got you.
Okay, awesome. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you.
No, earlier in the week when we were talking, I think on Tuesday, you mentioned you knew you weren't going to have the bonus points from winning the regular season championship. Then you knew you had to win and win early. So congratulations on getting that out of the way tonight. And we're going to roll straight into questions. To go to our first question, we're going to go to Mitchell Brewer. Go ahead, Mitchell.
Sheldon, you are now locked into the next round of the playoffs, but even with that, is there still a high sense of pressure to continue to go out and do what you did tonight to get more of a cushion in case if you have a bad day later on in the playoffs?
Definitely. I believe, I don't know, I think we had fast lap tonight, so that should set us up pretty good for a starting position for Darlington, hopefully on the pole. Just go try to score points there if we can go win more stages there and then even win the race, that'd be great. But yeah, I think I didn't have a lot of points coming into this deal. I only had one win and one stage win coming into tonight. So, yeah, it was really nice to, I think we got 7 points tonight. So that's going to be nice, to add to, when this round's over, but definitely just need to score points, just to have a buffer in the next round. And, would love to go win Vegas to kick off the next round. But, yeah, this round's a little bit more simpler, I think, going Vegas and Talladega to Martinsville. Both Talladega and Martinsville are kind of a crapshoot. So, yeah, just going to do our best to keep scoring points, keep winning races, and show that we're here to contend for this thing.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, our next question will come from Sterling Price. Go ahead, Sterling.
Thank you. First of all, Sheldon, congratulations on the win tonight. Basically, the performance we saw out there leading almost the whole race, it was kind of like seeing, in a sense, the Sheldon Creed of last year, just dominating a bunch of races, something we haven't quite seen a bunch of this year. Was there anything that changed about the approach your team took into the playoffs? From
no, I mean, we've had a couple weeks to work on this truck, obviously. It's a new truck, so everything we've learned throughout the season is applied to these trucks that we're bringing. And yeah, we've learned a lot this season. We've had a tough time. We had really good notes from last year here and just applied them and spent some time with Chevy in the simulator and just tried to make it as best we could and just a really, really good truck tonight. I feel like that's probably one of the most dominating trucks I've had. I lost a lead there to my teammate on the restart and he showed me a couple of things. And then I just knew I needed to execute once I got back to a lead. I didn't want to give it up again. So just did my best to stay out front the rest of the night.
Thanks, Sheldon. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. Our next question will come from Jared. Go ahead, Jared.
Hello, Sheldon. Congrats on your win this season, too. My question is, how much did you lean on? You won this race last season, but it was not in the playoffs. How much did you lean on last year's setup compared to this year? And have you been doing that in the past races this season?
Yeah. I mean, if you're good somewhere, you don't try to veer very far off. But we've gone places this year with the same setups as we had last year and been awful. So, yeah, I mean, we definitely leaned on what we learned from last year, our setup from last year, and just made changes that we thought were going to be better. And the truck was a lot better this year. I feel like I could stay turning a lot longer this year, where last year I was really tight. So, yeah, just really happy with what the guys did to the truck and the shop.
All right. Thank you, Sheldon.
Thank you.
All right. We'll take our next question from Zach Albert. Go ahead, Zach.
All right. Thanks, Amanda. Sheldon, there was a lot of trouble that some of the other playoff drivers ran into today. Do you guys keep track of that? How close to tabs do you keep on that during the race, or do you just kind of race your own race and control what you can in front of you?
Yeah. I mean, I was just really focused there at the end, especially when they were crashing and stuff. Just I had one goal tonight with how fast our truck was. I had one goal, and that was to win. And I was gonna be upset if we didn't win with a truck that was that good. So I don't even know who wrecked. I know the 16 was involved because we lapped them a few times, but and the 18, but I couldn't tell you who else was involved.
Gotcha. Thank you.
We'll take our next question. Let's see. Sterling, did you have a follow-up question?
I did not. Sorry.
Just wanted to double check. Well, Sheldon, that seems to be all the questions we have. Congrats again on winning Gateway and also going ahead and getting that first win in the playoffs out of the way. So thank you for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right. And to all the media who joined us here as well, audio and video from tonight's sessions will be available on NASCARmedia.com. Thank you.